as he did in the Spanish Civil War when he liberated Kabul. For the greater good of the Dashunda and for the Reich Minister Whitman's total control of the poppy fields, our allies have halted outside the town, whose name I cannot pronounce, meaning it is obviously foreign and free from Dashunda influence. Therefore it is a breeding ground for our Untermenschen must be liberated. Our troops march ever onwards to the sounds of marching songs and fight their lack of sleep by drinking unhealthy amounts of schnapps and pillaging the local woman. Baghdad is continually rocked by massive airstrikes as we fulfilled the Führer's promise that if one bomb landed near our soldiers, 1,000 would land near theirs. For the four missiles fired at Kuwait and our glorious soldiers, 4,000 bombs have now been unleashed into the heart of Baghdad, creating a city of burning Persian rags and opium dens. The smoke that usually surrounds the city is reported to be thicker than ever tonight. Our howitzers are firing upon all targets available, including small cats and paper boys using their new weapons to help in the war effort, while young soldiers from the Hitler Jugend or Labour Youth Service shoot cats and paper boys back home with their air rifles to reenact these brave events on home soil in preparation for the calling to the The propaganda ministry is upping its efforts as our troops advance on all fronts. Turkey, our uneasy ally, has in recent years been showing a great interest in the solid leather jackboots of our soldiers. There's now a fear that they may too wish for a share of the Middle Eastern leather supply. So occupied Greece has an army group stationed ready to strike at a moment's notice against our ally to keep the leather free for all pure for the Dashunda. Hail!